best thing for him. Please proceed the length of the corridor. Controller Hayden is expecting you.
Thank you. Bureau of Atomic Tourism, led by drummer Tuin Verbruggen, from their genre-busting album, Second Law of Thermodynamics, a cover of the Hilmar Jensen song, Megnemsa, here on Deep Threes. Shone down on us through these skylights to begin our set, the title track from the album by Lowercase Noises. Stavros Gasparatos tracked the Seven Deadly Sins for us in an album that's an adaptation of his original score for the dance production, Seven. We entered the dimension of Chaosmos, the single by Koji Kawai, and encountered Controller 8, as evoked by the clicks and beeps with jazzier sounds from Amatron 7, for the Anton Faye's Electro Clockwork Menagerie. The Swiss ensemble trio Heinz Ebert joined forces with the Francesco D'Amaiuta trio to be anything but neutral towards Mars with a Z from their Ruben album. And finally, the sun rose and caused a shadow repeat of the Noble Niche and the experimental sounds of Yu Miyashita. The name of the show is Deep Threes. My name is Jay. I hope you enjoyed the show just as much as I enjoyed bringing it to you. I leave you now to go beat the beast with Alpha Digital and the Invaders. You can always check out show archives and playlists on the web at d3s.fm. Until next time, thanks for listening.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live from Burnaby Mountain, Burnaby, BC.
This is Bird Note. From house wrens to wild turkeys, birds of all sizes like to scrub themselves clean using dirt? Call it what you will. Dirt bathing, dust bathing, or dusting. It's part of a bird's self-care routine, especially during summer. Birds may take a dirt bath alone, in pairs, or in a flock, and they'll chase away other birds from their favorite patch. Typically, a bird shuffles its feet to scrape a depression in the ground. Sitting on its belly with feathers ruffled, it flicks dirt onto its body. Now, a nice rub of the neck in the dust, and then a good shimmy gets rid of it all. Individuals may peck at the dirt to loosen it before or during the bath, which could last anywhere from a few seconds to several minutes. Experiments showed that frolicking in the dirt is good for a bird's plumage. When access to dirt was cut off for the northern bobwhite, oil started building up on its feathers. After Japanese quails dusted for about 2 weeks, they had less dandruff. In other words, dirt is like shampoo for birds. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.